Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The so-called peace conference in Paris has only resulted in smoke and mirrors, no definitive action. They wanted to ultimately hurt Israel. They wanted to recognize Palestine as an official state, and none of that came to fruition. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, more than 70 countries, represented by their various officials, came together just a few days ago in Paris for the so-called Paris Peace Summit. And going into this, it was very clear that the French prime minister wanted to have his legacy to put a stamp on recognizing Palestine as a state and forcing Israel to ultimately give up land for peace. 70 nations came together. What they didn't anticipate were the prayers of many around the world.
Hallelujah.
And God intervening to protect Israel and the Jewish people. And they ended up wasting their time. The prayers of many people, Holly, were answered around the world because at the end of the day, they are full of sound and fury, but the event signified nothing, as we know from the old history books and so forth. But here we have basically this conference designed to hurt Israel, fizzling completely and failing miserably.
Right. We have to remember, you know, God is very clear about his opinion of Israel. That's from where the Messiah came and from where he will return. And so any country that has tried to come against them is no longer. And so the people that have been praying for Israel, us included, and I think we even had two Covenant Journey students
We had two Covenant Journey students, one that just returned from Covenant
That's
Journey.
That's awesome.
And then another one that had been there a year ago. And they're from the University of Southern California. One of them is actually working for CRU, Campus Crusade for Christ now, in Paris. The other one just graduated from USC. And they were there in Paris, and they went to the French Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and they prayed there to protect Israel and against these 70 nations trying to hurt Israel. And they even Facebooked our group at the end of the day when the meeting was done. And the good news is it was a whimper, and it
That's
did
right.
not accomplish what they wanted.
A whimper.
The former French foreign minister, Laurent Fabius, he had envisioned the conference in Paris as a way of forcing Israel to accept a two-state solution. His original proposal called for France and the other nations to recognize Palestine as a state inside of Israel's borders if an agreement could not be signed between Israel and the so-called Palestinian Authority. But the conference instead concluded with a plea, to get along
and try
to resolve a two-state solution.
I mean, the Palestinian president didn't even show up. He canceled his meeting.
And the reason why I'm sure he didn't show up was, what's the point?
Right.
Why waste the fuel on your jet
right.
to go over there for
Israel's
nothing?
Israel's prime minister, he said, this is useless. I'm not coming.
So the two parties didn't show. Yeah. The Great Britain did not send a representative. They wanted to stick with and look forward to the transition of the Trump administration.
Right.
So they released some statement in which they basically said they hoped the two sides continue to move forward on a two-state solution. But here's the thing. Anybody who has any knowledge about what's going on over there, and they start talking about a two-state solution, they have no clue what they're talking about.
Right.
Here's what we know. We have two warring factions over there. There is no peace partner for Israel to sit down across the table to negotiate with for several reasons. First of all, you've got the President Mahmoud Abbas. He is head of the Palestinian Authority. He was elected 10 years ago to a four-year term. Let me say that again. He was elected 10 years ago.
Let's do the math on that.
To a four-year
How does that
term.
Work? Yeah.
So he has overstayed that four-year term
by six years,
yeah. right? And counting. So he's not democratically elected. If you were to enter into any negotiation with him, and if he had the ability to bind any group that he represents, you know that what would be raised later on is, thank you for your land, but the guy that you just negotiated with, he doesn't have the authority. It's like electing a president in this country for a four-year term and then just forgetting about elections.
And then he hangs out
happened.
For a while, yeah.
So he is in the 10th year of a four-year term. He doesn't have legitimate authority legally to represent the Palestinian Authority. Moreover, he is in Ramallah. He used to be in Gaza. So if you look at the map geographically, on the Mediterranean Sea, you have this little strip called the Gaza Strip. In the middle, you have clearly Israel, and it's all Israel, frankly. But then over closer to the other side of the coast, you have Ramallah. Now, he used to be in Gaza, but he got run out of Gaza. Why did he get run out of Gaza? Because after his four-year term, and sometime thereafter, when he still did not have right to be in office, they held a democratic election. And who won? It was Hamas. Hamas won the democratic election. Mm. Now, they do that under duress. Hamas is a recognized, internationally so, terrorist organization. Mm. They rule in Gaza. A terrorist organization is the ruling government in Gaza. Mahmoud Abbas had to flee for his own life. So he runs across to the other side of Israel, and he lives in Ramallah. So who do you negotiate with? Hamas? That's a terrorist organization. Or Mahmoud Abbas with the Palestinian Authority that doesn't have the authority to negotiate? That's number one.
Wow.
Number two, they don't have a mandate for peace because they have indoctrinated their children to kill Jews, that Israel has no right to exist. In fact, when we were there, Holly—
Yeah, that recent terrorist
recently
attack.
For a Covenant Journey group, we were down in the Negev in the south, but up in Jerusalem, there was a 28-year-old Arab Muslim, father of four, radicalized, who intentionally ran over and killed some IDF soldiers.
Four of them, wasn't it? It was awful.
One of them is, we don't know her, but we know the father of the roommate. And so it really hits at home.
Sure.
Point is, however, that Hamas, instead of condemning this terror attack, the ruling government, if you will, in Gaza, gave candy to children. And they
to celebrate it
promoted him as a hero, giving. So here they, this guy runs over and kills and backs up over these people to make sure he's done the deed, and Hamas gives candy to children to celebrate this guy as a hero. So how do you raise a group of young people like that, and then later on say, hey, we're going to negotiate with Israel?
I don't think so.
You can't do it. So they have no. They have no mandate for peace. There's no one who has an authority to bind anyone over there. Israel does not have a peace partner, period. You can't have a two-state solution.
Right.
And moreover, when you look at this even further, the other side, whether it's Hamas or the Palestinian Authority, they don't believe Israel has any right to the Temple Mount. They don't believe Israel has any right or the Jews have any right to stay in Israel. Their deal that they want to accept, if they accept anything, is we want all the land, no more Israel, it's all going to be Palestine, all of it, every square inch of it, and no Jews are allowed. And if you think that that's radical, well, if you go to Bethlehem right now, go to Jericho right now, this happened after the 1993 so-called Oslo Accords designed to bring peace, where Israel gave some of the control of the security over to the Palestinian Authority. This was before Hamas was in office. And they have signs there now, and it warns Jews not to come into Bethlehem.
In their own country.
In their own country, in Bethlehem. That's why we don't take tours to Bethlehem, because we would literally have to change tour guides, because our tour guide could not go into Bethlehem. There's a sign there warning the Jews to stay out. So what would happen is if you gave them the land, they would ultimately evict the Jews. This is an attempt at another anti-Semitic Holocaust. So anyone who really promotes this idea of a two-state solution either is completely ignorant of what is going on in reality or has an ulterior motive and they are anti-Semitic. A two-state solution will not work for any foreseeable future unless you completely change the ideology of those on the other side, and you have someone that you can actually negotiate with, and that is certainly not in any foreseeable future. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. I encourage you to check out our Christians in Defense of Israel. It's an education and advocacy organization, cidisrael.org. CIDIsrael.org, and for a life-changing experience for Christian college-age students who have leadership potential, Covenant Journey, a fantastic ministry that's changing the lives of our future leaders, CovenantJourney.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.